You're listening pretty late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase studio. And we have increased the Latina quota exponentially, I believe. Esmeralda Leon up in the in traffic. Is this a dream you had? Okay, let's... It got weird, Senator Katowski.
Did not.
They can't figure out how to pay for the pizza.
An innocent dream.
Joining us is Lori Diaz and Wendy Mateo, who have recently... they've announced that they have a web series coming out. Congratulations.
Thanks.
This is so exciting. I saw this, I'm like, oh yeah, let's get that done.
Yeah, totally. We were excited when you invited us on. We were like 1 o'clock in the morning in downtown.
Hell yeah.
We're moms. This is like party time. Right?
How long have you known? Because you've known for a little bit. Everything, like contracts have to be signed. And
yes.
So you've known for a little bit.
Yes.
What was it like not telling people?
It was great. Because then nobody like expected anything. And we were enjoying
it. You don't owe anybody
so now
anything?
It's got to be great.
Oh, it is going to be great.
Yeah.
You're so talented.
Yeah.
So funny. Yeah.
It's going to be great.
Because we were talking before. We also have Scott Santis with the Chicago Tribune.
Hi.
And we have Senator Katowski. Craig is still trying to decide whether or not to have a colonoscopy. We'll deal with that later.
Oh,
I know.
You should join us.
When did... Okay, so you went out to pitch because you asked me a couple weeks, like not too long ago about that process, but you were already in there getting that done.
Yeah.
Going to meetings and everything.
Yeah,
yes.
But you know what's funny
water
about
bottle
us,
meetings.
You know, yeah.
Hey, let me know about you. Here's the water bottle.
We drank a lot of water. I like spring. Yeah, so it was a funny thing because we also, Patty, don't really know when things are happening, when they
are
happening.
Yeah, we don't know when things are happening.
So we're like,
that's how they are.
We're driving around LA in a Prius. Welcome, everyone. And then we don't know really what's happening. So then we found out what was happening. We're like, oh, no, this is
It just
happening.
Isn't anything until it becomes something. And it's that big, you know it. You hurry up and wait. Kind of stuff.
Well, people will tell you they like your story. You're really interesting.
Yeah.
You know, and we need Latinas. That's what they'll tell you.
They I love walking into places that start with that. It's like a like a wanted sign everywhere you go.
It is.
It's a weird time, right?
They're panting.
Some places
they're
like no.
Yeah, no. They really do.
I do have a question for both of you. When you're traveling, do you ever get excited about taking a train places like Amtrak?
Yeah.
I think we
daydreamed about that.
You see? It's a Latina thing, Craig. We like to take the trains. Yes. I don't know why.
There's something nostalgic about it.
Yeah.
It's just too much time and it's not really cost
His wife
effective.
Is from Mexico.
Yeah.
And she would like to take their next trip by train. And
I think that's a great idea. I would love that.
Although,
you drink there.
You're
like in sepia.
You might not want to be in a closed space where you can mess it up and then not go anywhere.
Oh, there's that. There is the being around complete strangers where things can go totally south.
In my experience.
Well, now, is your series going to be vignettes of sketches? Because you do so many different characters.
No.
This is going to be a little bit of a departure from that.
This is really fun because it's essentially Wendy and I just getting to be Wendy and I, but like a little hyper version of ourselves.
Suspension of disbelief.
Moment. Right. The idea is that these videos are like meeting minutes at the consulate. At the Dominguez-Whalen Consulate, a made-up consulate funded by the special funds
by the special funds of Illinois.
Senator.
The state of Illinois.
It is, and I love it. And you probably could. Can you do? Are you going to go into real places and tell people that we are from Dominguez-Whalen?
Because
that's what it's called.
It's the Dominguez-Whalen. I'm sorry.
I'm a little slow. Lori, shut up.
Lori is Venezuelan, and Wendy is
welcome to the show, Scott.
Yeah, Scott
is Dominican. She's Dominican.
What are these people? What's this mic in my face?
So when did you decide that this was the concept? Just going all the way back to your improv duo.
Well, it's funny because I'm sorry, you were about to speak.
What?
Well,
I do this
all the time.
Oh my God.
It's your first time around together. You were getting married, true. I think.
Yeah, she was. Whatever.
That's
right.
Still going really well, thank God.
Fingers
it's a good thing you went there instead of here.
Well, this is we have our own little marital therapy.
We do. We should talk
here.
Yeah, these are the weary men over here.
Let's get it out.
Three.
Yeah,
we're good. Things are great. Love her.
Sorry. So the creation of Dominguez-Whalen.
Yes.
The Dominguez-Whalen consulate specifically, that idea, where'd we get that from? Alice... What did we decide? Did she answer you
She
back?
Never answered me back. We couldn't decide how to pronounce her last name. So Alice, we're going to do it with a Latino spin, Matias.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's probably Mathis.
Yeah,
it's,
exactly.
I think it might be.
It might be Mathis. It might be Mathis.
You should see her convoluted text asking that. Sounding things
just out of curiosity, just wondering, just before going here.
Exactly.
Alice and Fred, you know, they wanted to meet and talk with us with like Mas Mejor and also just on their own. Fred had checked out our stuff. Alice had checked out our stuff, and they thought that, you know, our material was interesting to them. Mm-hmm. So we sat down and we had a whole talk about it.
Yeah.
With them. Yeah. And this was part of our like, yeah, you like us? That's great. I know you're Fred Armisen. I think you're awesome. But like, what's happening? And he went away and he's like, well, we're going to think up some ideas and then we'll talk again.
And he's like, I'd like to pitch some stuff to you.
Yeah. We're like,
does that happen?
We're like, okay, yeah.
Wait a minute.
Sure, Fred.
A producer said that he wanted to pitch something to you while you're in the pitch meeting.
Yeah.
That's
I was confusing. Like, maybe he doesn't know how this works.
I love that.
So we worried for him.
We worried for him some more. And then they came back and he's like, hey, based on everything that we talked about with you guys, what do you think about this idea of having a Venezuelan consulate? And we couldn't believe it.
That's
we were
amazing.
So excited.
Right, because you think, I'm going to go to LA. We're going to go to LA. We have all these characters. People are going to pull something and make it something different. They're going to blow it up. He actually took what already existed.
Yes.
And he came here to Chicago, too.
Yeah, like, he came to see us. Like, we didn't.
You look, you're still surprised.
Like, I am a little in shock still.
Has she been able to blink
like
once?
Any minute, Lori, I'm going to wake up. My glasses are thick, Patty.
I'm going to be like, Lori, we have to go to work at this law office now. She's like, God, it was a dream.
What?
Yeah. But he listened to our story. He listened to us saying that we worked at every job together since we've known each other.
And how long has that been that you've known each other?
Over a decade.
Why are you afraid? I mean, I say I've done comedy for over a decade, and I mean more.
Yeah.
Yeah. It really
is just a fancy you say decade, word. That everyone's like, oh,
okay. Yeah.
She doesn't want to say more, but she's not saying 10 years.
Over a decade.
Over a decade.
It's true.
It's all true.
It's going on 15 years that we've known each other and working together professionally about like 14 of those years.
She's still...
I can't believe
she doesn't know.
Happening.
She doesn't even know. Yeah.
Oh, so much fun.
Yeah.
So when you started going out to Los Angeles, you know, because I know that this was very exciting because we all were on a list together a couple of years ago when they were talking mm-hmm. about how there are no Latinas on Saturday Night Live.
Yes. Yes.
And there was a whole list. I don't remember who put it together. And I was like, I don't think I belong on that list. I don't do what you do. I'm a stand up mm-hmm. comic. I've never ventured into. Yeah.
But you're hysterical.
Because you're more amazing than
No, anybody. But
yeah, whatever.
But no, but what we do is, as performers, I mean, do you have that, do you run into those moments where people say, well, women can't be funny? I don't see you as a group that the people ever say that to, because I don't, you're undeniable.
Thank you. I'll take it.
Undeniable.
Patty, it's 1 a.m. What are you trying to do?
Because comics are sort of vulnerable. We're in a club and people come up to us and they mess with us. But like, you know, women who are on stage and they're bigger than life and they throw it all out there and for people to consume, like, what, you can't deny them. That's what I mean.
Can't.
We never played into that rhetoric, really, because I've never been around a group of women that were not funny.
That's true.
That one job.
They weren't very funny.
They didn't like it.
They were so
Did you guys apply for your jobs together?
No, one would get the job and then the other would finagle a way to justify the other getting hired in the role. Yeah. So if I started off as a receptionist at a law office, mm-hmm. then I'd try to work up to like project coordinator and then I would be like, you need a receptionist, and I'd get Wendy hired.
But then I was like, on my terms, part-time. And they were like, okay.
Yeah. And I was like, you should listen to her. She could do it part-time.
She's really smart.
I can't imagine working with a friend of mine who I also wrote comedy with. And like, Scott, can you imagine spending that much time with someone that you like and admire? Like, could you work with your wife?
Yeah, I do.
Oh.
So.
Never mind.
She handles a lot of this of social media. And we do a podcast together. No, so.
Oh, there you go. Yes.
We did a lot of our writing, all of our writing for people in the city in that law office.
While you were working?
Oh, yeah. We were definitely writing while working. Yeah.
Oh, that's really cool.
Yeah. Because how else are we going to do it?
And here you are with your new web series. Now, what's the schedule? Do you have a time? I mean, because I know this is all again.
Yeah, we don't know. Again, this all came at us quite, kind of quickly. So I think that they said a couple weeks.
I don't know. We'll see. I try not to listen for details and things. I'm still just...
As long as I know what's happening.
I'm just bringing Lori along on this.
Lori's like, tell me where to stand.
Just, please don't go away.
Tell me where to stand.
But the platform is más mejor, really. So Fred helped us develop the concept and then the platform that it'll be.
So what is más... I'm sorry. God, where did my Spanish go?
Where is más mejor?
Okay, Esmeralda's so upset she left the traffic room. She's like, Patty can't say Spanish.
Más major.
Where is más mejor? Where is this? Is it a website? Is it a it tell is. Us how to find this?
Yes, it'll be its own website, and it's also has a channel on YouTube where it debuts. It's it shows as well.
This is so exciting. Sweet.
Yeah. Oh, and it's a Lorne Michaels company, and that's very fun.
Wow.
Yeah. Hey,
everybody,
that's a funny sounding name, but I know that other name.
Senator.
No sé la lengua. Awesome.
It's cool, man.
Yeah. It's really cool. It's
all shot and then
we're
the
just enthusiastic.
It's all shot. It's all done.
Wow. Yeah, they're going to be really short episodes. These meeting minutes.
Where are you going to film it? Are you going to film it?
We filmed it in a screw factory in Chicago,
and that's a
of
real
course
thing.
You did.
So what did you say? Did you
so
say
like
a screw factory?
A screw factory. Yeah,
in
on
Chicago.
The north side.
Can we say screw factory enough?
I've never been to one of those.
It was a screw factory.
It's a real good time.
Oh, come on, you were single once, Dan.
I will show you the pictures. It's awesome. It was and it's stuck in like 1972, and it's amazing.
Really?
Yeah, it's a really amazing space.
Outstanding.
So the furniture and everything is like 72. That's awesome.
So my Rolodex, huge Rolodex.
This is great. Broadway. It's a Broadway Video's premium comedy studio powered by Latino voices. The mission is to cultivate Latino comedic tale. Sweet. Oh, tale. Look at this. Oh. Hey, someone's got to fix this website. It says tale.
Come on, guys.
And then talent.
Oh, no.
That's a tale.
Just enlarge the screen.
Yes. Latino comedic talent.
They're going to fix that.
There's a couple of kinks that everybody's
We actually
out.
Made the website before we got here. Really quick. Just to be like super legit about it.
While you're the law.
Sorry, guys.
We just wanted to make sure that we were. Yeah.
More with our friends in studio. We are hanging out with Wendy and Lori. You can catch their show, Dominizuelan, on massmejor.com in the next couple weeks. And that'll also be a channel on YouTube. Senator Degutowski is yawning and removed his headset. I don't know if that means that he's done. Wakey, wakey. You said it to Christopher Walken at 1:30.
No, I did not.
Yes,
you did. I heard.
Scott Stantis has already. Yes, you did a very good Marlon Brando, which everyone thought was Rocky for some reason.
Yeah,
they are outstanding. Yes. That's why you should stay.
Do either of you do a Walken?
Yeah.
Christopher Walken?
Walken.
Wendy's immediately trying. See, this is us in a nutshell.
It's good. Kirk. Both of you sound amazing.
Sound like Catherine Hepburn.
My God.
She's like,
When I'm done with you, you'll be wearing gold-plated diapers.
Oh, my God. No, so many Walkins.
That was not good.
I don't know.
She did a great job. That was a great job.
That was so good.
God, it's like you're sitting there.
That was such a good Lucille Ball.
I mean, it was like Walken was here.
Walken.
I felt I and her. That was at Deer Hunters.
Superman arms.
So good.
What?
It's going to start to get weird.
Let's all gather ourselves.
Let's go. Okay. Collect.
More after this on 720
WGN. We were on the air? I'm sorry.
You are listening pretty late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase studio, joined by our regulars. We have Scott Stantis and Senator Dan Katowski in the studio, and friends of the show who we haven't had on nearly enough. My door's always open. You don't have to wait for us to say anything. You know that, right?
We found you on Facebook and sent you like little letters on there.
And you never
I sent you one.
How long were you reaching out there for?
She never responded. She did, right?
So she was like,
she had a birthday party. I was supposed to be there. And
No, it was a surprise party.
I wasn't invited.
No, it was not my birthday though.
Yeah, I was like, everyone's like, "Hey, did you have fun at Patty's birthday?" Happening. I was like, "No." Did you have a birthday?
I didn't. It wasn't my birthday party.
Great party.
Well, Scott was invited too, but he couldn't make it. I
see, you got invited. You weren't there. You don't even like him.
They sent it to the wrong email.
Hey,
can you go back to our friends? We actually should be throwing a party for them.
We should.
They are launching their web series, Dominizuelan, coming up at MasMejor.com.
Good job.
It's getting better every
day. Good job, everyone.
Good job. Perfecto.
Romanars.
This is it.
Wendy got very excited, like nervous about it. Like, what's that? I don't know. Like, horse just entered the studio.
Who did it?
What was that noise?
Did her? You didn't like that. That was.
No, that was really great.
Thank you. You're so talented.
Lori's very positive.
Do you have any live performances coming up in Chicago?
We actually do. Well, Monday. So details. I'm the details person. Now we're on a real script writing frenzy. And so Monday at the Cultural Center at 5 p.m., we will be reading a pilot of our show, People in the City. So
nice.
It's taking our show, our sketch stage show, and bringing it to the screen and seeing what it would look like on TV.
Wonderful. And then the following Friday, we're doing, we're at Annoyance Theater.
At Annoyance Theater, yes, with Spick and Tan. And I don't
some kind of picante of comedy thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe that's Mikey O. Picante, I might be messing
picante
it up.
Comedy.
It's at the Annoyance Theater next Friday.
Annoyance Theater, May 20th, 8:30 p.m.
And your own website for people to find out your schedule?
Dominicanvenezuelan.com.
Yes.
Traditional spelling.
Traditional spelling.
It's like Dominican and Venezuelan.
It is real. It is a real country.
It is a real
in
country.
In the heart of the Caribbean Sea.
That wasn't taken. Venezuelan.com was not taken?
Dominicanvenezuelan.
Whoa.
I gotta wake up. Senator. I'm so sorry.
Senator.
Dominicanvenezuelan. Dominican
Senator,
and Venezuelan.
Dominican their backgrounds. Wasn't taken?
No, we created it.
No, we created it years ago.
Good recovery,
we didn't
Dan.
Even know. We were just like, let's try it.
You mentioned Spick and Tan, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, there are different, like, we try to make, we poke fun at ourselves. Excuse me, that was probably my phone. Uh-huh. It's okay. Yep, it's don't worry phone. About Lori. Don't worry about it. So we try, I mean, there are moments where we poke fun at ourselves. Did you get any sort of like, you know, that's disrespectful to Dominicans or to Venezuelans that you...
No, man. Dominicans and Venezuelans love it. We've had people come out to see our show just because, like, the husband is Dominican, the wife is Venezuelan, and they thought that was so cool, and they just came and saw it.
Yeah.
And then, of course, for, you know, our brother and sister white people, they have a really hard time with it. I'm talking about you, Senator. They're like,
I'm so offended right now.
No, I'm trying to say it's hard for you guys sometimes, but then everybody catches on and it's fine, which is generally how we've made it along.
What part is hard for us?
Hard. What's the challenge?
And use small words, because apparently we're challenged.
The pronunciation
of the... If you just saw it on paper, you would be like, what? Dominize? It doesn't sound like it's something that makes sense until... It doesn't read as if it's something that makes sense until you hear that it's Dominican and Venezuelan combined.
Oh, that's what I mean. The language.
Yeah.
The reading of it.
The pronunciation of it.
Pronunciation.
Okay, it's
the difference.
And then people are like, ooh, the Dominicanvenezuelans, which is kind of how this came about.
Right.
Dominicanvenezuelans, is that when we introduce ourselves on stage, we're like, okay, everybody, and let's make sure that you don't tell your friends at the water cooler tomorrow that, oh, we met these girls from Venezuela. They were wonderful, because it's not a real country.
Because that's happened.
Can they do like a scene? Can we see that?
Would you like to do a scene?
Will you do one?
Yeah, not right now. We can take a commercial. We can do a break in a little bit if you'd like to. We're not going to put you on the spot.
Sure.
Right. That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, he's like, so talented.
By the way, he's a former senator. You have to do anything he says.
Okay,
so you know.
Good.
Yeah.
That was my question coming in here, and Craig ran into the other room.
No, I think it would be, I would just reveal to this audience how talented you really are.
To be clear, Senator Dankatowski stepped aside and took on a job helping children who are at risk and he's a CEO of ChildServe. So I feel like I should make sure that I tell people that you didn't just stop.
I'm going to do angry ballet with you tomorrow.
We do angry ballet with me?
After going to Craig with his colonoscopy.
Oh, you have watch the video.
Have you ever heard of like the bar method or cardio bar?
Yeah.
And it's angry ballet. It's this constant. I do CrossFit. I've been working out a ton for the last year and a half. This is the meanest thing I've ever done to my body. I weep. I know you feel
like angry ballet.
I believe it because I bought a bar video once and I was crying doing it at home.
It's the hardest thing I've ever done. And in class, like they come over and they tweak you a little bit. That sounds bad.
No.
But they turn your knee and your hip and then you feel it
in your spine and butt cheek.
I'm like, that can't, yes.
Yeah.
That's bizarre.
Just one.
Whoa.
Just the one.
It's all worth it though.
I also, when you go to LA, where do you stay? In Los Angeles.
In our friend's house.
Well, we have Chateau Lisa Linky, and it's amazing. Yeah.
when we come home from our meeting, she hugs us.
Yeah. She tells us things are going to be good.
That's so cool.
And her dogs are there, and she's got a really nice deck.
And what neighborhood is she in?
What's the address?
Canyon?
Okay. Oh, that's lovely. Like thing? Yeah,
oh my
you're
God.
You're
Topeka?
In the hills.
Really?
Yeah, you're in the hills.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You, in the hills. You stay closer by where I stay with Casa Alvarez y Di Carlo.
Oh.
And I have a place we should go for massages. Not like in the same room. That would be weird.
Oh yay.
Or we could. That'd be fun. But.
As but long as we film it.
I have said no to the full body scrub because that just sounds weird.
That does.
Doesn't yeah. it? That's.
But that sounds also very nice.
I'm uncomfortable giving myself a full
it's
body
It's a full
scrub.
Body loofah? Is that what it is?
Okay. So we did this before the news. Craig, just one more time. Our listeners, I swear just this last time. Okay, maybe not.
What?
But when scrubbing comes up, we have to talk about baths and showers. Do you
yes. God. Right. I heard your voicemail the other day.
Yes.
Oh, no.
Yes.
We have to take a break.
No, we don't.
We have to take a break.
Do we?
Yeah, we do.
Oh.
Yeah.
Show should...
I don't think that's true. All right.
Yeah,
dwell on your bathing practices. Let us know what your habits are. More after this on 720 WGN. Oh, magic just happened. The Venezuelan has agreed to do a sketch in our studio per the request of former Senator Dan Katowski. And now I say former. What was that?
Say that with respect. The former.
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 Yes.
I told
Craig. One time.
Previously.
Previously. Previously at LA
The present law. Political cartoonist for Chicago Tribune, Scott yes. Stantis, is also in studio with us.
That's true, right? What have you heard?
You will appreciate
what?
This.
He's a current. Yeah. He's the current cartoonist.
The current.
The current.
And currently starring in their very own web series, soon to air on masmejor.com. Masmejor. And also that same channel on YouTube. We have Lori and Wendy of Venezuelan, and they are bringing you... Craig, would you like to introduce their sketch? The title of it is Diner.
Or Diner Ladies.
Diner Ladies. Craig, will you please give us an introduction?
Do you want the music and stuff, too?
Is that ooh, that, whatever you'd like to do.
That's fine. I can do the Masterpiece Theater thing again, if that's what we're...
Oh, I think Masterpiece Theater would be fun.
All right. That's... What's the name of it again? Diner Ladies? Is it Diner Ladies?
Diner Ladies, yes. Hold on. Yeah.
And now it's time for the Venezuelans' presentation of Diner Ladies.
God, what is taking so long around here? What are they milking the cows, corralling the pigs to make the bacon, for goodness sakes?
I hope they have Splenda here because I forgot my Ziploc filled with
of
them.
Of course they have Splenda, the pink ones they give you cakes.
I don't like to use the sugar makes me fat.
Those black people, they got here after us and they've already got their coffee. Obama.
What do I have to do to get a cup of coffee around here? Mm-hmm. My condo for a cup of coffee.
I don't know. Hola. Hola, honey. Hi. Hi, listen. We've been waiting here for like 20 minutes, it feels like. Oh, you speak English. Lovely.
Oh, my
she speaks
goodness,
English.
Honey.
Look
at you.
Oh,
you are such an exotic beauty. Mm-hmm. Martha, did you see this creature? Where are you from?
Oh, my goodness, honey. You do have exotic features. Where are you from? Are you Mexican? You know, I've always wanted to ask a real Mexican. How do you make guacamole?
No, honey. You know, are you Cuban? You know, my nephew, the gay one, he was seeing someone who was Cuban.
Was that the little one with the temper?
That very one. Mm. You know, he brought me coffee for my birthday once, and I thought it was laced with cocaine. I was up for days.
Don't even joke around about that.
I'm telling you, I was up for days. It was suspicious.
So, honey, what are you? Are you Puerto Rican?
No, Colombian?
Oh, what do you know about Colombia?
Oh, I watch Slumdog Millionaire. I know about Colombia.
Right,
it's
okay,
terrible there.
Okay, all right, honey. No, are you Jewish?
No.
You could pass for Jewish. It's no wonder so many of you are stealing our men.
Oh, you're Dominican. Oh.
You know, Iris had a cleaning lady once.
Yes, she did.
Thought she was Dominican because she thought she was black because she was a fantastic dancer, but it turned out she was Dominican.
Wonderful dancer.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You know, I met a black lady once, and mm-hmm. she was nice for a black
they're
lady.
They're very nice. They're mm-hmm. very nice. And so, so you're Dominican, and your friend here, where are you from, honey? You are a beauty as well.
Oh, you're Venezuelan.
Oh, Mrs. Universe is always from Venezuela. They
That's
have
right.
very beautiful women there. I would have never thought
I would have
you
never.
Were.
And so now the two of yous are Latinas, or you're Hispanics.
What is
so
it?
I don't know the difference.
What is it?
Oh, and okay. so you speak Mexican? No. No, honey. No, oh. No. Oh, I see. Okay. They speak Spanish.
Oh, they speak Spanish. Oh, you speak Spanish. Oh, this is why you're all so friendly.
That's true.
You can talk to one another.
I thought only the Spanish spoke Spanish.
No, honey. The Spanish, they speak Spanish.
Okay.
And the Mexicans, they do too.
Oh, well, that's great. And now what do Dominicans speak?
Oh, Spanish also. Again, with the friendliness and the communications.
That's a lot going on. Okay. Oh, and you're also half Peruvian? Oh, honey, that's too much.
Oh, I'm getting dizzy, honey. Did I tell you I forgot my Splenda? Do you have Splenda here? I forgot my Ziploc.
Thank you.
Oh, okay.
All right. Oh, okay. Okay, wonderful.
And you're also Peruvian.
Oh, my goodness. My goodness, I'm getting dizzy. You're also half Italian. This is too much. This is, you know, I took a vacation in Machu Picchu once, and I almost suffocated.
No, honey, no, no. That was Mexico, and it was the Azteca. Machu Picchu is in Peru. It was right after Bernie died. We went to Mexico.
Well, it serves him right for leaving you after you helped him fight through cancer.
Don't even get me started. Let me tell you how it happened. And that's Diner Ladies.
All right.
And we're all just clapping as well, by the way.
And before everybody gets upset, we just want to say...
No. Oh, it's too late.
No. These are real experiences that we had working together.
Which is why Esmeralda was nodding, because there are things that we've heard people say. That's the beautiful thing of being taking it and putting it on the outside.
Yeah.
Rather than telling people, this is what someone said to me, no, you say them as the part of the experience.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
And we know that people aren't being malicious. They're just
we call it innocently racist. They're just so fascinated with you.
They're fascinated. They never seen.
Oh, do I tell them how to make guacamole or do I tell them?
I went to a party once and this woman was like, "I mean, just look at your skin."
Yeah.
And I was like, "Yeah." I look at it every day.
I'm covered in it. I'm completely covered in my skin.
Brown skin. Amazing.
Oh my God. The use of the word creature was unbelievable.
And I don't, I mean, have you guys, so this is something, does it sound like it's too much of an exaggeration? Because
these are
things you've heard people talking
legit.
Like this. Yeah, it's legit. Okay.
Yeah.
I and Esmeralda was having a good time up there.
I love it.
Which ones have you heard, Esmeralda?
Well, this sounds awful, but my parents, I think, are also innocently racist.
Oh, yeah.
So a lot of that, it crosses over.
It does. Yeah. I'm not going to tell you things my mom says because she listens to the podcast.
Yeah.
But there are things.
There are things.
Yes.
There are things.
I've been like, but mommy, we're immigrants to this country, too.
Oh, my God.
But we came here with suitcases and on an airplane.
I'm like, Mom. Oh, God. There's so much to talk about.
Well, my dad was second generation Irish and had a way with language. And we were at a Dunkin' Donuts. And my mom goes, oh, my God, there are so many Polacks in here. I go, Mom, they're Polish or Poles. And she goes, no, they're Polacks. Your father said so. I go, exactly.
Yeah, please do not listen to me.
Exactly. Sorry, Senator Katowski.
That's okay. Are you sorry that I'm Polish? Are you sorry that I'm Polish?
But isn't it
you're an ethnicist?
Is it the kind of thing? Do you flinch when people use that word? It's a little bit.
Do you know what? My father was. There was a time my dad really would get upset about it.
Sure.
Very upset. He's a doctor in education, so he taught sociology and. In this neighborhood, people would make Polish jokes.
Yeah, right?
And he, I remember he went to a comedy club, and the guy told joke. He walked on the left, but literally, my friend and I have this great story. There's a guy made a Polish joke, and my dad just literally said, you know, blank you, and he got up and left. And so my buddy would call me up, and he'd say, hey, blank you, and he'd hang up the phone. But I remember that. My father was very proud, you know, of his heritage.
Yeah.
But there was a time, I think, in our country, that everybody kind of goes through it. And you wouldn't think, you know, being a Polish-American that people were... And there, those jokes are out there. But he was very, very offended by it. Now,
there's a saturation of it.
Oh,
I remember when I was a kid, there were, books with it.
Yeah,
with
I remember that.
Right?
Yeah.
There were blonde jokes. There were Polish jokes. Mm-hmm. It was sort of...
They're like, here are white people you can make fun of.
Yeah, exactly. Right?
That's basically what
they... Oh, yeah, you fit into it.
And you know what jokes I liked?
I didn't. I didn't even know a Polish people.
No, but that's the thing. It's like, you know, I think people always pick on a group that they feel like yeah. they can pick on.
Yeah. You know? I was at U of I at the, remember we had like the computers had, we had like stations because none of us had computers yet. And so if there was only one printer for maybe 20 computers. And this guy was printing up like 40 pages of dumb blonde jokes. And and he had an accent from, let's say, an Asian country. And he was showing me, and I was like waiting to print up a paper. And he was like, you know, he was using, his accent was very thick. And he was like, you think funny? And I'm like, I wanted to say so many horrible things to him. Like, how would you feel if it was the same thing about your background?
Right.
And plus, as a woman, like, I just, they were always like sex and dumb. And the jokes I like were the, when I was a kid, were the sicker than sick jokes. I was more about that. Like, you know, and those aren't great, but. did you never? What's sicker than sick? The cheerleader doing the splits and her boyfriend's ring falls out.
That's
do you remember
that?
Wow, no, I don't remember this.
What's grosser than gross? Do we need to know?
We might need a break. We might need to take a break.
Do you remember these, Esmeralda? It's grosser than gross. What's grosser than gross when you throw your underwear on the wall and they stick? What's grosser than gross?
Esmeralda's face.
No. 312-981-7200.
Sticky underwear.
Send me your grosser than gross jokes.
You promised me you weren't going to do any sticky underwear jokes tonight. You promised.
We didn't even talk about bathing habits. What's grosser than gross? I have so many of them, but I can't.
There's some.
I'm going to Google, Craig, quick, Google grosser than gross jokes and pick the ones that we can do. Who are we calling for our pretty late wake-up call? I think it's too late to call. No, we can't always call John Cass when Scott Santas is here. I think
That would be a bad trend. I have to see the guy every
Although
day.
He was on with Ro Khan. He was on News or Ruse today, and I kind of feel like if he's going to do his show, do you have anyone we can call, Senator?
I kind of like our crew here. I mean, but
he's like, I don't want to bring anybody else into the mix.
Call our
such a great group here.
I know.
You know?
I'm trying to think of somebody. 312-981-7200.
I didn't realize Venezuelan was a country.
We should call Elliot Serrano. What? We'll give him a wake up call because he's here tomorrow night.
Is he?
All right. Yeah more.
He's probably up.
Do you know Elliot? Do you guys know Elliot?
No.
Oh, you would adore Elliot Serrano. He's one of our regulars.
Oh, cool.
He'll be on tonight. You have to come back soon. Very soon.
Love
hang
that.
Up. Hang out for the pretty late wake up call. We pretty much do a, if they don't answer, we do a summation of the show. And then I will ask you about your bathing habits. More after this on 720 WGN.